my God, what was that pork chop? What do we have 2 seconds for?
Song of the day.
Your microphone's not turned on, but we'll make it work anyways.
Song of the day.
Song of the day.
Friday edition.
Song of the day. Song of the day. Song of the day. It's the song. It's the song of the day. Value. You get nothing but the best here on Joe McKenzie. Today, it's a Friday, and I don't know who came up with this, but this is going to be so interesting to see what songs are chosen. The category. I need you to listen close. Let me turn the music off. The category for today, how you're supposed to base your votes on, is this. Songs that match our personality the best. So I picked a song that I'm like, oh, well, this probably matches my personality the best. And Mackenzie, she picked a song that apparently matches her personality the best. Now, to be fair, we need to call each other out if we disagree on this one, but your song is your song, okay? That being said, turn the music back up, thank you. Here is my choice, song that matches our personality the best. And by the way, you can vote one time only by texting SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140.
This came actually via Instagram DMs from Sam. So yesterday she sent that to us, so thank you, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
And I want to throw something out there, too. As a matter of fact, we had a suggestion from a listener, but I haven't heard back. They said, what about you did something once a week where listeners get to be the fifth person on for Song of the Day? I'm willing to try that on Monday. So you'll call in with the DM us, Joe McKenzie, on Instagram with the topic idea, and then you actually are part of it. But if you want to do that, DM us right now, maybe we can set that up for Monday. I don't know. It depends on how many DMs we get. It's Joe and McKenzie. So with no further ado... Song of the day, songs that match our personality the best. I think we all would agree that occasionally I come in here, I'm having a bad day. I can tell from the very beginning when I wake up. And to be honest, I just want to break stuff. That's why I went with Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit.
You don't really know why, but you want to justify. If someone's head off, no human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, McKenzie!
All right, if you want to hear Limp Bizkit Break Stuff, you know you do. It'll get you pumped up. Text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140 when you're prompted to vote. I would ask that you choose letter A for me. What about you, McKenzie?
I don't feel like you're a rager all the time.
You just want to break stuff!
Okay, mine is the complete opposite.
Come on, McKenzie!
All right, you know sometimes when you play your playlist and you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot about this song and how much I love it. Okay, so I chose a song that I feel like if you approach things in your life from a different perspective, from a place of like light and love, the outcome is going to be so much better. Sugar works better than salt always. So I chose Pete Townsend's Let My Love Open the Door.
When everybody keeps retreating, but you can't seem to get enough. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door.
You want to shower people with love. I have so much love to give. And like when I love so hard and I care about you. So let's kick the weekend off right. Text the word song right now to 52140 and vote for B.
That totally matches your personality. I'm not disputing that one bit.
Thank you.
Moving on down the line, Live the Web Girl, a song that matches your personality the best is?
Okay, so I think sometimes I can be like a little feisty maybe.
Sometimes.
And I am like the... bit of a feminist
sometimes,
and people like always remember that and know that, and also like I just feel like I'm very independent, like Brian is. I have like a supportive family, but like my alarm's going off, but I just can be very independent,
very focused.
Sorry. So I picked Independent Woman by Destiny's Child.
All the women, too independent, throw your hands up at me.
Good, it's a banger. You can vote for me by texting the word song to 52140 and voting for C.
So remember, we're not voting for the song that you like the most. You're voting for the song that matches the person's personality the best. So if you think Liv is independent, go ahead and vote for that one. All right, now my turn.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's talk about who's got their finances under more control.
Shots fired. You're assuming what I was thinking. All I said was, so if you think Liv is independent, vote for that one.
We all can assume tone, all right?
Okay.
Joe and I are just watching the fireworks over here.
I love it. I'm like, yes, yes, fight among each other.
So now my turn. So kind of like Mackenzie, I picked a song that involves love, but I didn't pick a song about, like, you know, like love, like in a relationship standpoint.
Like lust?
No. Love, like, in the world. Because, I don't know, I feel like we're at such a time, everyone's just so angry. You know, we talked about road rage, and everyone's just always so ticked off, and war, and politics, everyone's fighting.
So is this about you, or is this about the world? I'm confused.
You'll see. I'm about to tie it all together
okay.
right now.
All right, so you chose John Legend, Imagine, okay?
No. So my theory and standpoint in life is just all about, you know, love, spreading love and peace in the world, and that's why the Black Eyed Peas want to know, where is the love?
People killing, people dying, children hurt, pain, and crying. When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Need some guidance from above. These people got me questioning, where is the love?
Go ahead, Liv, what are you going to say? Father, Father, we need some guidance from above. What are you going to say against that, Liv?
No, I'm not going to say anything. I really love that song. But I just think, like, there's more. I mean, I think all of us here, we're in radio because we all want to spread joy and we all want to spread love. So I feel like that's just very generic to say, like, that's what you're about. I just feel like you're very goofy and you're very funny and you're very silly. And I feel like that defines your personality a lot more.
So what should I have picked?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Well, if you think that song matches my personality the best, please vote for it. Text song to 52140, and then when prompted, vote for the letter D.
Mackenzie, I think it'll be between you and I after all that going down.
If people aren't even still listening.
I know, yeah. If you're like, I'd rather just drive off the road. This is terrible. All right, reminder, here's what you can vote for one time if you have not already done so. You can vote for myself. Joe, I went with Limp Bizkit, Break Stuff. I feel like that describes me at times. Mackenzie with Pete Townsend, Let My Love Open Your What?
Open the Door.
Open the
it's
door.
Also from, what's the cute Christmas movie that we all love?
Oh, are you speaking?
With Keira Knightley.
Oh, Love Actually.
Love Actually. Okay. That is from that movie, which is a great movie.
Liv made a bold claim this morning, which Pork Chop did not exactly endorse, and that is Destiny's Child, Independent Women.
I actually like that song. It's pretty good.
And Pork Chop went with a song we haven't heard in a long time, probably because, it's the Black Eyed Peas, Where Is the Love? Now you have the awesome task of deciding which song you want to hear coming up next. Text the word song, that's S-O-N-G, to this number, 52140. You get one vote. Make it count. We'll do it next on Radio Now.
Hello, it is the song of the day here on Joe and Mackenzie. Me? I am Joe. Hello, Mackenzie.
Hello, Joe.
Hello. Producer Pokachapa, hello.
Hello.
We are tabulating the results right now.
Let's give you a recap of what you could have voted for this morning. The category, which I hope people actually voted based on that, which is songs that match our personality the best. Myself, Joe. I am a good guy deep down, but sometimes I get angry and I just want to break stuff. That's why I went with Limp Bizkit, Break Stuff.
It's just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said.
Mm-hmm. Then we have Mackenzie, which I think your song was dead on, and it was Let My Love Open
the Door from Love Actually.
Pete Townsend.
Let my love open the door to your heart.
it's a little bop from back in the day. It's so
no,
good.
It's a good song. Now, Live the Web Girl went with Independent Women by Destiny's Child because she is what you would call an independent woman.
All the women who independent, throw your hands up at me.
It's another big bop right there. And then Pork Chop, I thought he was going to go with Independent Woman. He went with Where's the Love by Black Eyed Peas.
People got me questioning.
What he should have gone with. especially like when he was really hot on Grindr. You should have went with "It's Raining Men."
Hallelujah! It's raining men.
Or Manner.
Or honestly, maybe you, Mackenzie, too. Oh.
Dang it! Can I change my song?
No, no. Just like the Iowa caucuses, you can't change your vote after you find something out. All right, pork chop.
I'm actually shocked at today's votes.
I don't know what that means.
It can mean anything.
I don't want to. I feel bad throwing shade at Mackenzie 2 days in a row during Song of the Day. But I'm actually impressed you got as many votes as you did.
Even though you're still in fourth
place.
Here's
the thing. I choose songs that I believe are good, not crowd pleasers. And people message me separately and they're like, girl, I love your taste in music. What was that song?
Well, we got to remember though, you know, I got to remember too, today's songs was about whose song matched the person's personality the best.
Yes.
So you did get a lot of votes, but you did get last place with 19% of the vote.
That was, you put it to me so soft. That was nice.
Yeah,
way to give it to her soft.
I usually don't say that's nice.
Yeah.
And then third place with 24% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
What?
Yes.
You're telling me Limp Bizkit Break Stuff is not the winner?
That's correct.
Oh my, if Where Is the Love is the winner, I'm leaving the show.
I honestly did not know that was by Black Eyed Peas. My mind's blown. That's such a good song. I remember listening to it when I was a kid with my sisters.
1% differential between third and second place. So that means 25% second place goes to Liv the Web Girl.
Oh
my gosh.
So close.
With 31% of the vote, I did get first place. So thank you.
Look at you being all humble.
Where's the love? I'm sorry. You know what, Liv? I just wanted to say your song was very good.
Right. Also, he literally was like, all I want to do is spread love and spread peace after he literally just like bashed me.
All I said was, I'm going to play back the audio.
Do you remember when Porkchopper was on Grindr? I think his thing was, I want to spread love and peace.
Grindr.
So I don't know exactly what love and peace is, but here's your song, winner. You want to talk it up a little bit? Get us excited?
Yeah.
Spread some love today, guys. Wherever it is. Yeah. Spread some kindness, some joy, and listen to some Black Eyed Peas.
Spread your love, not your legs.
Oh. Light up someone's life.
If you want to spread your legs, you can if you want. We're not
spreading love, too.
Do you, Bill?
That's a different form of love.